Hey folks, my name is Matt Watkins and I'm a pastor at Beacon Baptist Church in Clay, New York, your pastor for the day. You know, there is so much to learn from Jesus from the Last Supper. The disciples don't know it, but in less than 24 hours, their rabbi will be hanging on a Roman cross. Jesus, of course, knows of his impending death, and to me, this heightens the importance of everything Jesus says and does in this final evening with his friends. For example, Jesus has already told them that one of them is going to betray him, and yet he is so subtle in exposing Judas that even after revealing the signal and dismissing Judas, the guys remain in the dark. What an example of grace and love toward an enemy. This is contrasted with the hard truth he shares with Peter on their final night together. Consider John 13, verses 36 to 38 with me. It reads, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times. Jesus has always spoken truth. But given what will unfold in the next 24 hours, you might assume that Jesus would give Peter a free pass or soften his response a little. After all, in this case of betrayal, he knows that Peter's faith will ultimately make a grand recovery, and yet he would not allow Peter the comfort of his overstated loyalty. Jesus valued integrity over comfort in his relationships. This statement must have landed like a rotten egg, spoiling the intimacy of this final evening together. But to Jesus, he would rather speak truth than remain comfortable under false pretense. As I pondered this observation about Jesus, I was convicted that I often value comfort over integrity in my relationships. Are you ever guilty of the same? We all have blind spots. And one of the reasons being part of a church family is so important is that other believers can know me closely and speak into those blind spots. None of us is perfect, and part of loving one another is speaking up when we observe patterned sinful behavior. After all, we've covenanted together to walk in truth. But let's be honest, speaking up is usually very uncomfortable. I know that one of the reasons why I at times shy away from speaking up is that I think it is also my responsibility to convince the other person of what I have observed. That's not true. In fact, in Mark's account of this same event, the guys become argumentative with Jesus and double down in their denial that they will not deny him. But the question remains, was Jesus right? Absolutely. But notice this. He did not enter into argument with them in an effort to make his point. He simply spoke the truth, and it was theirs to either accept or ignore. This is so instructive for me. I know that I don't like to argue, nor do I want to get into a battle of wits, words, or personalities. But it is so freeing to know that my job is not to convince others of what I have observed. My job is to have love and integrity like Jesus and speak up. They must decide what they will do with what I have said. I love this verse in 2 Timothy 2:24. It says, The Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but gentle to all men, apt to teach, in meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. At no point in Christian interaction are we called to be jerks to one another. So as you think about your relationships, may I encourage you today to first, value integrity over comfort in your relationships. Secondly, speak what you believe to be the truth with humility and grace. Because, well, we're not God, and we don't have a perfect view of the situation like Jesus did. But then remember, number three, it's not your job to argue or to enter into a battle of wits, words, and personalities. Jesus was God, and his observations were spot on, and even so, he didn't argue. My name is Matt Watkins, and I'm a pastor at Beacon Baptist Church in Clay, New York. Your pastor for the day.